Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club.
Dies without a fears.
What?
I have a little groin thing.
Big deal.
They had to be willing to go down and suck for a while. And I'll pull it out for you here.
So,
incited the erection.
Keeping it classy. So much
amazing.
By the way, for being on time.
Yeah, I know. But it's a special weekend because Oregon, Ohio State.
Well, that was last week. That's not this weekend. It's a special weekend with Stony Brook and free Portland State beer.
Look, you made it like a half week with that.
Hey, listen, you're the producer. You're supposed to keep us on time.
I told you.
They pay you big money.
I told you that it was time to break. And that you really should get to Joey Harrington. You were like at the noon hour in the college football DVR. So whose fault is it really?
I just think it's adorable that you made it half a week being on time.
Well, that probably hits the over.
I take no responsibility for it. None. That's between you and producer boy in there.
So I have news of a
producer man. Sorry, Mike Lynch. He's a man.
I have news of a beer so potent that it's illegal in 15 states.
It's the new Four Loko.
But first.
Ah.
Did you know?
Maybe.
You know what one of my routines is for the club hour?
What do you got?
Is I pop up TMZ to see what's going on in
TMZ is not a bad, that's not a bad reach around from time to time.
Yeah, it's a nice little reach around. And I tell you what, typically there's a bunch of stuff about rappers that I don't care about.
Yeah.
But every once in a while,
there's usually something along the lines of someone is stunning in some vacation bikini. There's usually a fight breaking out.
Yeah, whatever.
Robert Durst was found guilty of murder today.
Well, that's where I was.
Oh, is that where you're going?
Yeah, because I my God, and I know I watched the Robert Durst documentary.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that they hadn't found him guilty yet.
Kind of forgot about that. And
yes.
If you don't know, he's the dude at the end that didn't know he was mic'd up and.
Okay, so wait. Robert Durst is like a famous Hollywood guy. I don't know what he did. What was he? Was he like a producer or something?
I thought he was a director, was he not?
Was he a director?
It says he's an American businessman, and now Wikipedia has updated it for convicted murderer.
So he was acquitted of murder for his neighbor of his neighbor back in 2001. And he claims he shot his neighbor accidentally because they were fighting.
Looks like
he was acquitted.
Looks like he's just a rich dude. I thought
really?
I thought he was
famous.
A Hollywood guy too, but you know, there's been so many of these, like the last 10 years. I feel like there's all kinds of like old men trying to get away with murder. But yeah, it sounds like he's just a rich dude.
Oh. Okay.
So who are we thinking of? Because there was another one of these involving a Hollywood guy. Oh. Yeah, just an American businessman and now convicted murderer.
So they did an HBO documentary on him.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, it's a riveting doc about the murder of a woman. It was his wife.
Yeah, Kathy.
Was that her name, Kathy?
Yes. He confesses, basically, on...
So he's going to the... So he has denied it the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's going to the bathroom at the end of the documentary, and he's still mic'd up, and they are listening to his mic. He has taken a whiz by himself, and he is uttering to himself, "You're caught. What the hell did I do? Killed them all, of course." That was his quote.
Yep.
On microphone.
Yeah, he admitted to it.
Now, they asked him, obviously, they're like, "Hey, you kind of confess while you're holding your ween."
Yeah, you're taking a leak there.
And he said that he was high on meth when he made that confession. He said that you shouldn't take that seriously.
To be fair, I mean, who hasn't confessed to a grisly murder that you've been accused of while high on meth? It's happened to me. It's happened to Mike. It may happen to you.
So do you know so they've never found her body. She disappeared. He was never charged for the murder, but that didn't stop his family from filing a wrongful death suit against him. He won that.
Yeah, he won it, right?
Yes. So he's been sitting in L.A. County prison, jail, I don't know, awaiting trial. I didn't even know the trial was going on, did you?
No, but remember, he was acquitted of another murder. Remember, he shot...
Well, I just said that.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. Were you not paying attention?
Sorry,
his neighbor.
Yeah, he shot the neighbor and not the wife. So... Yeah,
yes.
My bad. Got confused.
He says he did it accidentally when they were fighting.
Yes.
So they just now said guilty. And by the way, he's at 8,000 years old.
Yeah, I did not know. He'll be dead in 6 months.
Yeah.
I had no idea that this was still going on.
Me neither.
I don't follow up very well with the true crime docs.
The hot death news?
Well, no. It's like the making of the murderer. Whatever happened to any of them?
Yeah, he got a... So his name is...
Well, there was a couple people on there, right? Yeah, because he had the... Well, everyone was kind of slow, but they had the... There were multiple people.
Yes.
Involved in that.
There was... Stephen Avery.
Stephen Avery.
He was the murderer. And then the kid...
Yeah, remember there was like the...
Brendan Dassey.
There you go. And he literally was like slow. He was mentally incapacitated.
And they kind of duped him into confessing or something. As an accessory. Anyway, he's still in prison.
Durst is 78, by the way.
Oh, he's only 78. He looks way worse.
He looks awful. Like, you know, this is one of those. He's going to go to prison and he'll be an infirmary.
Infirmary.
He'll get put in a hospital, not prison, and he'll be dead in a couple of years.
Yeah, I was thinking of Robert Blake.
That's right.
That's who
Beretta,
he was,
right?
The famous guy.
He was the famous guy.
Yeah. He's an actor.
But like I said, I honestly feel like if you go on Netflix, there's like six of these at any given time that are these sorts of murders. And we got a new one happening. Remember, there's the little girl that's missing now. I guess she's not like little, but she's like in her 20s. And she went missing in the Grand Tetons, and the boyfriend drove back and is now refusing to talk to anyone. Have you been reading about this?
No.
Yeah, there's another one. Now, there's a nationwide manhunt here. I think she's from, like, Utah. She's, like, 22, cute little blonde girl. And so when they go missing, you know, then, you know, all the news. So she was with her boyfriend. They were, like, she was a vlogger. She was, like, they were driving across the country, and she was doing, like, a video vlog. And she got in a fight with her boyfriend. It was, like, captured on camera. And then the boyfriend drove back to Florida without her and didn't report her missing for, like, 10 days. And now is lawyered up and is refusing to say anything about anything. And so the last thing they know is...
I'm sure he didn't do it.
No. Yeah. It was just a disagreement and he drove to Florida and he doesn't know what happened to her. So yeah, it's like there's a big national manhunt. I just feel like these stories are... They're so sensational that they're just kind of popping up everywhere. And you don't even have to be famous.
Yeah.
Like why did... I'm trying to remember back. Why did the Durst thing get such... publicity? Why did HBO choose to do that?
I don't know. I think it was just an unsolved
thing. And the fact that he was involved in two of them.
Right. It's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah.
You know, Blake, I was just looking at the Blake case. He was acquitted, too. Or I say two.
Yeah, Beretta got away with it, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he got it. I don't know if he did it. I don't know anything about the...
Yeah, he did that.
Why do you say that?
I remember reading about that. He did that. Allegedly.
Well, he's out.
Look, man, I don't know about you. I just have this... I don't think there's any sort of grand... I know there's a difference between what you can prove and, you know, what you think. But, like, with the Kyron Horman thing, I don't believe in a lot of people lurking around bushes and, you know, evil strangers. Most of the time, the person that kills the person is who you think it is. And when there's a mountain of circumstantial evidence and the person's got holes in their story like Swiss cheese, but they can't exactly pin it on him, guess what? That means you did it. It just means that we can't actually pin you down on it.
So what percentage of people on trial for murder actually did it? Now, I'm not saying
the
got acquitted or...
That are...
I mean, we know OJ did it.
Yes.
And he was acquitted.
The overwhelming majority.
So what does that mean? What percentage?
That are on trial.
If you go on trial for murder, how many times did that SOB not commit that murder?
I'm bet you 10%.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, because there are cases, and we've seen this with racial prejudice.
I think 5%.
Or the, you know, the DA just goes, you know, hog wild and those stories get blown up. But the vast, overwhelming majority of times when the DA puts you on trial for murder and it's a case, they don't do that unless it's a case they know they can win. You did it. My dad was a prosecutor for years and he talks about that.
Blake was arrested for the murder of his wife, and the prosecution produced two former stunt doubles who claimed the actor had recruited them to kill his wife. During cross-examination, the stuntmen were revealed to be cocaine and methamphetamine users. In the acquittal of Blake, the jury made it clear they did not believe the stuntmen's statements and also concluded that the prosecution had failed to place the murder weapon in Blake's hands. In November, 8 months after the criminal trial ended, Robert Blake was found liable in a civil trial of intentionally causing Bonnie Lee Backley's death. He was ordered to pay $30 million to her children.
But not, he didn't go to prison. He's still alive, 88.
Yeah. He's 88?
88.
He's older than...
than the Durst.
What's his nuts?
Yeah.
Damn.
Robert Blake, by the way, 5'4".
Who's taller, Durst or Blake?
I don't know. I just pulled it up and
probably
it said,
Durst because 5'4 is quite short.
5'4 is tiny. And then you got the whole Phil Spector again.
Yeah, Phil Spector.
I just feel like this is like a fairly common thing.
A beer so potent it's illegal in 15 states. Is it illegal in Oregon? Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Man. Can I get a hot tub?
Hey, you know what I just realized?
What do you got?
When we did our bit, super cool bit, setting the weekend DVR.
Yeah.
We didn't even put the Oregon Stony Brook game in there.
You don't need that. That's at what, 4?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask. What time is that?
It's at 4:30.
4:30.
Right here on The Fan.
Pre-game starts at noon.
Make sure you tune in.
Watch every second of it and listen to every second of it because it's that important.
What if they lose?
Yeah, they won't.
They will not.
Guaranteed, huh?
Yeah, guaranteed. It doesn't have a spread in Vegas. You can't bet on it. Although they did say, when we
a little bit of a letdown spot.
We looked it up yesterday, and they said that if there were a spread, it'd be 42. Just saying. By the way, this the gal I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's gone missing. I can't believe I haven't seen this. It's all over the news.
I think I did see it, but I didn't care, and I didn't. I mean, I care, but you know, it's just
look
not
at
one of
you being a cold-hearted. There's a
she
poor
was awful.
Missing gal.
She was a horrible person.
Gabby Petito, and Rob just dropped a I don't care.
Well, I just didn't care about the story.
There's only so much negative news you can fit into your head on a daily basis.
That's right.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to say, look, that's for another time, Gabby.
That's not sorry. One that I read about.
Yeah, so when they went missing they were in the Tetons. He drove from the Grand Tetons in Wyoming back to Florida where they lived. And he just didn't say anything. And then after like 11 days, their family couldn't get a hold of her, obviously. And they couldn't get a hold of him. So they called the police. The police showed up at his house in Florida. And the police said that when they knocked on the door, the parents answered, handed them their card to their attorney, and shut the door. Nothing suspicious about that. So he never reported her missing. The family did. And the family wasn't certain if he was missing, too. They thought maybe something had gone wrong on the trip. Wrong.
So is he this bro that I see here with the glasses, or like the beard and the...
Yeah, he's bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy under suspicion.
Well, so when they were at the Grand Tetons here, the national park, they got into a fight on the roadside, and the police actually showed up, and that's body camera footage. But the police said that... They said they were engaged, no one got physical, that they were in love, and they just tended to fight. And the police said that it seemed more like a mental health crisis than a domestic violence thing. And so they just let him go. And then a couple days later, he returned back to Florida, and no one has seen her since. But again, I'm sure he had nothing to do with it, even though he's refusing to talk to anybody. The police say they can't get in contact with him, the family, nothing. They did recover the vehicle, though, and they said there are some things in there that they will go through. So the vehicle's in police custody. So
why is there so much like video footage of them?
She was a vlog. I told you she was a vlogger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is from her vlog.
It's from her vlog.
Because there's a lot of like it's almost like
yeah.
That would explain that.
Yeah,
it's like they were being filmed. Oh yeah, she's a vlogger.
Yeah. There's a lot of that now.
Do look happy in the vids.
Yeah, they're not so happy in the police video, though.
And they look normal.
Something tells me she wasn't happy when he murdered her, because clearly he did.
Wow.
I mean, I get that.
I got beer news.
Oh, yeah. Give me the beer news.
Beer.
Is it Portland State beer news? Have we done with the murder news?
No, I mean, I don't.
There's just so much.
Again, I don't know what to say.
So much murder.
Bad guy.
But I feel like if someone murdered you, murdered one of us, I don't know if we're interesting enough to... Like,
yeah, why is that? So you were asking, like, why is that
She's cute, young, and blonde.
That's why. They're a seemingly lovely couple.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yes.
It's like who's the Peterson guy?
Yeah.
Remember Lacey Peterson.
Lacey Scott. If you're good looking and you're from, like a good family, or you're rich,
yeah.
Oh, they love you.
Right.
But if you're, like, from the Ozarks and you got, like, 16, no one gives a crap.
Yeah.
No one gives a crap.
That's a Tuesday.
If Uncle Bone, ends up murdering, cousin, Merle whatever.
Well, yeah, because look at him.
Yeah. But when it's an attractive female or seemingly a good guy, then, somewhere Nancy Grace is on TV right now saying, string this guy up.
Why is that important? Look for porn, Dad. Porn.
Deal's in with a good question. If your significant other doesn't report you missing, how long until someone else does?
Oh, that is a good question.
Although with us,
if our significant... Well, with us, it's tough because we're supposed to be here every day at 3.
Yeah, eventually someone would be like, hey.
Has anybody heard from Rob?
Yeah, we know what's up with Rob.
Did you call Nurse Nice?
I feel like there would be one day where you'd be like, huh, maybe something's wrong, but,
Day two.
Yeah, day two, it's like, whoa, okay.
So my wife could off me on a Friday. And then you guys wouldn't know until at most three days for us. But I think in normal life,
I could go a long time,
especially in this work from home time now.
Well, yeah. Doesn't it just depend on who, like, some people talk to their parents every day or whatever, you know, or like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or they have a neighbor that they hang out with every Monday. So if they're murdered on a Sunday, then the neighbor knows on Monday and they're like, hey, something's up.
I've got a buddy of mine and we've talked about this. Not me. We've talked about,
are you plotting a murder?
No, he just travels a bunch. And he had a...
Does he kill people?
He fell and hit his head once in a hotel. And it was pretty scary, right? It was like a bad fall. And we've talked about this because he's one of those guys that can be hard to get a hold of, you know? He bounces around a lot. And I feel like it would be a while. Like, if I haven't heard from him, like, in, like, 10 days, I usually, like, send out a text. Like, hey, man, just checking in. Because he travels so much. But... it's not that uncommon if I send a text and I don't hear anything back for 4 or 5 days. I kind of think that he could go a good solid month.
He could. It just depends.
Yeah.
It depends on what your life's like, who you surround yourself with. I tell you what. My wife, it'd take a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, because she works from home, and I could probably get on her work stuff and talk to her office and say, hey, you know, she's...
So what we're saying here is you more likely to get away with murder than any one of us here.
I don't know if I'd get away with it, but I think I could...
You could stall it out, give yourself some time.
Because people don't see her for months at a time. Hell, I don't see her for weeks.
How about that?
No, I'm just kidding. But she stays home a lot.
I'm going to have to start checking in on Nurse Nice.
Yeah, hey, wellness check.
Are you okay?
By the way, somebody said that Brian, the boyfriend guy that killed Gabby, he's now missing.
Great. Well, clearly, then he's
did
on
did somebody
the,
kill him?
Well, he's in Florida. His parents, he's somewhere in Cuba right now.
He's dead.
Either that or
he's dead.
Somebody texted us that, quote unquote, Gabby texted her mom, cell service in Yosemite, 2 days before the boyfriend showed back up in Florida.
The family is claiming that they don't believe that was her.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty clear what happened here. Yeah. The question is he still alive?
Yes.
You think he is?
His parents didn't murder him.
Well, I'm not saying they murdered him. I bet he killed himself.
Oh,
he knows, dude. It's closing in on him.
Have we talked about the guy yet that had the meth head shoot him in the head to collect the insurance policy, but he didn't do a good enough job? Have you seen this? Look into that one.
No, you tell me about it. I get my news from Jason Sakanik.
Can we do like a little uplifting something in the next segment?
I have beer news.
On Monday.
I'm trying to get to beer news, and Sue keeps talking about murder.
On Monday, we're going to do this. I'm telling you, there is the most insane story involving murder, attempted murder, and now being arrested for staging your own murder, but having the guy that you hired to murder you for the insurance failed, even though he shot him in the head. He didn't shoot him in the head well enough. It's insane.
Well, you remember to do that story.
All right.
Because I won't.
And remember, if you are going to murder someone, be rich. That's the key.
Yeah, but Durst is going away.
Or a teenager.
Yeah, that helps too. But if you're a rich teenager, dude, you got a mate. Go murder someone if you're a regular
influenza teen.
If you're a regular schnook.
Hell, that guy went on the lam and is he out? He's out now.
I think he's out.
All right, well, you guys, I do have beer news. Mike likes beer. He does a beer podcast. He is a beer connoisseur. You're going to want to hear this news, Mike.
I'm excited to hear it.
I don't know if you've even heard this news yet.
I don't know if I have either.
It is a beer so potent that it is outlawed in 15 United States.
Four Loko, okay.
Including Oregon. You cannot get it here.
But first, terrible news out of Africa next.
God. Here's Mike.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Scott.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, our final story tonight is an uplifting one regarding beer.
Is there anything it can't do?
Samuel Adams. They have their latest version of a limited quantity Utopias beer.
I have no idea what that means, but let's go with it.
Mike,
explain.
It is so strong, Mike Lynch, beer connoisseur, that it is 28% alcohol content.
Nice.
Holy cow.
It is illegal in 15 U.S. states, including Oregon.
That is insane.
What about Washington?
I think the strongest beer I've ever had is like 13%.
I think the I remember Lorwood guys. I went golfing with them, and they had like a green mammoth, and I want to say it was like maybe 10.
Yeah, 10 is like if you get into like double IP, like really strong double IPAs or like barrel aged stouts will be in the 10s, sometimes yeah. The 11s.
It was like drinking pancake batter, but that was me and the fan man. I think
that
was
the day you took your shirt off and fell asleep on the green.
Yeah.
I thought you did a sand trap angel.
That probably happened too.
Or no, you fell asleep in the sand trap.
I just remember that I laid down on, I went to tee off, and let's just say when I went to bent over to like put the tee in the ground, I just kind of kept going forward, and then I had to lay there for a little bit. Be careful when drinking with the Laurelwood guys, especially when they break out a 10 or 10.5% beer.
Well, I remember drinking with them at, remember when the NCAA tournament used to come here?
Yeah.
And we were at the Moda Center, and we were hanging out with them in the beer garden. And they're from the brewery.
Yeah.
And so we're all drinking beer, and it ends up being a night of shots of Irish whiskey.
That sounds about right.
It's like, hey, I thought you were beer guys.
Boy, I'll
doesn't
you
mean
what.
You don't like other types of alcohol.
Well, I know, but come on.
I'll tell you what.
I don't like Irish whiskey.
Well, shame on you.
Like when the Laurelwood guys are forcing something on me, I would expect it to be beer,
yeah.
Not Irish whiskey.
That
would be the Irish whiskey guys.
I just know that when you sign up to go out with James and those guys, just buckle up.
So, released every 2 years, the 12th version of Utopias is barrel-aged and finished with 2,000 pounds of cherries.
Is it a barley wine? Is that what they're calling it? Or
the potent brew will be commercially available starting October 11th. But beer lovers, beware. It is expensive. The suggested retail price for Utopias is $240 for a 25-ounce bottle.
What?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, bite me.
Okay, so alcohol limits in the U.S. obviously vary by state. Their beer batches aren't shipped to Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, or West Virginia.
So you can get it in Washington.
Yeah.
You can.
Except, honestly, why would...
spending $200+.
Yeah, how big was the bottle?
25 ounces.
That's ridiculous. 200 and something bucks?
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, specialty beer.
Go get some.
Okay.
I can go get some 28 Johnny Walker.
Does it even taste like beer anymore? Or does it just taste like alcohol? Like you're drinking like vodka?
That was kind of my first thought. It's like, boy, a beer with alcohol content that high?
I mean, we already...
must taste like...
it just tastes like booze.
Heavy wine or yeah. Like heavy...
like a mead.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's some sort of prison toilet wine at that point.
Like sometimes even with like barrel-aged beers, if they're in the 10-11%, you know, if they're not made great, sometimes it just tastes like straight alcohol anyway. And it's just like, this is not good. That's not what I want.
Again, I can get a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue for what? $1.75, $1.80?
And look at you, high roller.
Well, I don't, but I'm saying,
hey, oh,
do you have any blue in your cabinet?
No, Johnny Walker Blue, no, but I want to try it.
I like the
Johnny Walker line.
Yeah, but most expensive bottle you've got in your...
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's nothing.
75?
Nah, not even that. Yeah, maybe 75 bucks.
Yeah,
like the Woodford special cast thing or whatever they call it.
I got Lagavulin 16, which is usually like, depending on where you get it, 70 to, yeah, to 90
on
bucks.
Come on, man. We're common men.
I can't roll like that.
We don't roll like that.
No.
We don't have any monies.
No.
They don't pay us stuff here.
Certainly not for 180, or in this case.
Especially Mike.
200 and whatever.
You should see what he has in his... he puts beer in his liquor cabinet. Can't afford it. That's ridiculous. You got beers in there.
The only thing in my liquor cabinet right now is the gift we got last week.
Yeah.
The whistle pig.
Yeah.
I'll bring you something, Mike. I feel bad if your cabinet just has whistle pig in it.
I mean, I've got beer, which I can purchase for myself on my modest salary. And then, you know, I've got some leftover wine after the divorce that's still sitting in the cabinet that I haven't opened yet.
Look, we need
wine from the divorce?
Well, I kept a couple. We had like eight wine bottles, so I kept four and she kept four.
She got the cats and Mike got some divorce wine.
That's a new brand of wine, divorce wine.
Yeah, so I got to keep the HPV as well.
Ouch.
Apparently it tastes sweet.
Ouch.
Look, we need one of the liquor bros out there. We need one of the liquor distributors to help Mike out and get him.
Yeah, give him some free booze.
We need Mike to get some hard alcohol for his cabinet.
Let's build Mike a decent GoFundMe liquor cabinet.
Yes. I guarantee that we got a distributor out there.
Distributor, huh?
Yes, a liquor distributor that can help Mike.
As opposed to a distributor.
Yeah, I love those distributors.
Distributors.
God, I love it when you do that.
Oh, good
stuff.
That
is one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
On the planet.
Awkward.
It's syrupy, smooth, and drinkable.
I don't believe you.
Sweet, but not as sweet as I expected. This is a review. There's a strength to the taste of the alcohol, but it won't ignite your nose hairs or anything. That's what somebody said.
You know what I love in my beer? Sweet and syrupy.
Somebody.
That's the mark of a good beer when it tastes sweet and syrupy.
Again, pancake batter.
All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Help. Help me. Hello, John Hall.
Hello?
Blink three times if you're in danger.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm not in danger, nor could you see me blink.
Oh, yeah.
That's a valid point.
Hey, look at this. Jared Kelnick, 2-for-2 with 2 home runs tonight?
Two!
Oh, my God.
Twice. That's never happened.
Well, I just grounded in a double play, but
that's more like it.
That's what it does. Do you guys want... Is it safe that the two most expensive bottles of alcohol I've ever purchased were both to be autographed?
Is that the Crystal Head vodka thing you got from Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah, I bought a $50 bottle of vodka from Dan Aykroyd. Literally from Dan Aykroyd. He handed me the bottle, and then he signed it. And then I bought a $43 bottle of Courvoisier to get signed by Tim Meadows, the lady man, when I did the show with Isaac one time. We had him in studio. You remember that, Rob?
I do. I remember that vividly. Yeah. I remember you coming in with a tray of things.
No, I just had the bottle of Courvoisier, but it was funny. I had to go to the liquor store, and that's foreign to me. I don't frequent that. I didn't know what I was doing, so I had the lady come over to help me. And there were several different bottles of Courvoisier, and she asked which one I wanted. And I said, the cheapest one possible. And she's like, you want to spend a little money and get a better quality booze. And I said, no, I'm just going to get somebody to sign the bottle. And she thought I was an idiot, and I left.
All of John's alcohol in his home is merely for display purposes.
Yeah. Yes. You know, you say...
What?
No, go ahead.
I have a very collectible beer can signed by Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris, unopened in mint condition.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I just want to tell you something, and then we have to go. You are saving so much money by not drinking.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how much money you are saving. Just trust me.
That's how I can afford to live in this palatial state. Right? I don't want
you. He spends it all on memorabilia.
I had a bar tab in Iceland that I am embarrassed about. Like, legitimately embarrassed.
We all blow our money one way or the other. All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you,
everybody, have a good weekend. Ducks Insider coming up next. We are back Monday, 3-7 on Thinking Night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.